Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Seth Overton, a senior design studies student at Tennessee Tech. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Tell me a little bit about how you got started with design, coming to tech, and like why you love it.
So the earliest memory I have as a child is always wanting to be Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. I would run around the house and put my pajama pants on my head, and those would be my little braids. And that was kind of my first introduction into like fashion and design and things like that, because The Wizard of Oz was the first movie, you know, to go from black and white to color.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously red carpets growing up, Lady Gaga, all of those people that were ready to push the envelope. I just fell in love with that kind of style.
I can completely understand that. Like, because who doesn't love an Oscar watch party?
I know, just exactly.
To not necessarily judge what some of them are wearing, but really
but at the
enjoy.
Same time to be like, maybe I would wear that, maybe I wouldn't wear that.
Mostly for me, it's I wouldn't wear that, but girl, you can wear that. So you decided to come to tech and you're doing design studies. You're about to graduate. Tell me a little bit about the program.
So the program is pretty small here at Tech. Not a lot of people know that we have it, but we're such a community of people in the fashion department. My professor, Hannah Uphol, is wonderful. She is the main fashion teacher we have. So I've had classes with her for 4 years now. It's kind of small, like I said, but with everyone there, it's just so personable, and at the same time, we learn so much in the progression of 4 years. So it goes from basic sewing to, if you want to go even further, to tailoring or alterations, things like that. They offer that. They just now changed our degree from human ecology fashion merchandising to human ecology design studies. So now I won't have to oddly explain what my fashion merchandising degree is in. It's now in design studies. So they have sketching classes, fabric classes. It's basically the New York dream in small town Tennessee.
I love it. And you get to experience the clothes closet.
Yes.
Which I've now been in.
Yes.
And I've seen some of the really cool things in there. Tell me about some of your favorite pieces.
So in the historic costume collection that we have at Oakley Hall, it's kind of small, but it fits. I mean, you've seen how many clothes are in there.
A lot.
Yes, and it's color coordinated.
Yes.
Thank God.
Which is beautiful.
Yes.
As an OCD person, that's beautiful.
One of my favorite pieces is that little blue gown that I showed you from the 1920s. Handmade, hand-stitched, and it still looks brand new.
Yes, the just, main character moment.
Yes, just like Marilyn coming down the stairs, you know, Audrey Hepburn, just very classy, but also so well crafted that we have to protect it at all costs.
Yes, which totally understand. And even like less fashion for sure, but one of the first graduation gowns worn at Tech is in there somewhere.
Oh yes, we have a lot of donations that we were given from alumni of Tech or people that still work at Tech. We have a windows class where we get to design storefront windows. That's what those windows at Oakley are for. And one semester we did like a span of time through Tennessee Tech.
Oh, fun.
And we got to use clothing from the 70s, the 60s at Tech that was still preservable and perfect. And we even found little love letters that were from the 60s and 70s from Tech students who were writing back and forth. So we put those in the windows as well.
Oh, my stupid heart
yes,
cannot handle
I know.
That.
It's cute and it's perfect because we care so much about that collection. You know, you can't wash anything in there or dry clean. We kind of keep it small just because if a lot of people kind of go through it, it could ruin some of the perfect things in it.
Oh, yeah, and absolutely you don't want that. And I love including the love letters because it's not something you expect really in a, like, fashion window. But it's, I feel like the costume closet is a love letter to Tech
and
its history.
Yes, and I think, too, you know, it's kind of like our program. We're kind of small, but we're impactful. And I would like more people at Tech to know about the fashion program.
Absolutely. I can understand that. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Seth Overton.
Perfect.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to The Scene. I'm here today talking to Seth Overton, a senior design studies student at Tennessee Tech. Seth, I know you have been working on a big photo shoot for Cookeville Lifestyles for their May issue, the Movers and Shakers issue. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so right now I currently work with Chelsea at Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine as an intern, and working on this photo shoot has been an absolute blast. You know, I used to have a minor in journalism at Tech, so working for this magazine company, meshing that design studies and journalistic point of view is honestly the dream, and I'm super excited for what's to come.
So tell me a little bit about this shoot, because I've heard a couple things, like it was at the Monarch.
So it was at the Monarch, which is super beautiful. If anyone's not seen it yet, they need to go check it out immediately.
Especially the flamingo wallpaper in the women's bathroom.
Yes, I may or may not have snuck in and with Andrea and gotten a picture with the flamingo wall. But the, you know, overall theme of this is movers and shakers. So these are young or, you know, any age. I had a 10-year-old to people in their mid-50s that were movers and shakers and influential people. And we kind of went with an upcoming theme that is going to be really popular this spring and summer, monochromatic. We went kind of sleek, super chic, you know, black and white, all black, all white. You can't go wrong.
Very interesting. And is it harder styling something like that than it would be with color?
So I feel like my biggest mountain to tackle was adding texture. Just because with black, you can do charcoal and it still look black. And with white, you can do ivory or off-white and it still look clean. But adding those small details like jewelry with pearlescent, you know, additions to it to where the light catches it, or adding a metallic like a gold or a silver really will enhance that and add texture to it. With the men, pocket squares. I have men in suits and just the simple little metallic pocket square changes the whole outfit. That was, I think for sure, the hardest thing was finding a complete monochromatic outfit for 20 people and finding a way to make them stand out perfectly on camera with just the slightest little touch.
Absolutely. And black, as everyone knows, is flattering and swimming and all that.
Yes.
So picking out white can be a challenge.
White is hard, especially, you know, for the ladies featured. It's like if you put them in a white dress, you don't want people to think they're in their wedding dress or they're doing something super crazy. So it's like adding those trend cycles in and just trying my best to avoid the wedding look was for sure something that...
So no veils is
no, unfortunately not. I left mine at home, but there's always a time for me to break it out.
Was there any like big surprises that like working on this project that you didn't expect?
I will say I didn't expect to be as hands-on, if I'm being honest, just because as an intern, I kind of figured I would be helping out in a way. But I'm so, so thankful that, you know, Chelsea has given me the reins of this photo shoot and this magazine, and I'm super proud of how much work I've put into this as an intern. And one day I want to look back at that physical copy of this magazine and be like, I did that. I did all of that.
and kind of have that be your that's where it all began moment.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that because it is such a great opportunity because so many people, when you get out of college or like you're later in your college years, experience trumps everything. And so like having this, like this is an amazing thing to be able to put in your portfolio, like 20 people that you've styled and helped and made look amazing. And Chelsea is just amazing to work yes. with. She's so just encouraging and she trusts people to do what they need to do.
Yes.
So I always love working with her because I do, as you know, the nature of photography yes. for the magazine. So I'm really excited to see that. So, you know, that's coming out in May.
Yes, it'll be out in May. Make sure to pick you up a copy. They will be all throughout town. And, you know, look through it and actually read through it. You know, these are people that are important to the community and will help Cookeville grow.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Seth Overton. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Seth Overton, a soon-to-graduate Tennessee Tech senior in design studies. Tell me what's coming up. I know you've got some big end-of-school-year events.
Yes, so of course, I'm graduating May 5th, which is very exciting but also very anxious feeling. You know, my whole life I've only known school, so it will be nice for the first time in 22, almost 23 years to not have to worry about school. But coming up, we actually, the Fashion Merchandising Association at Tech has their senior spring fashion show. This is actually the first time, I believe, since I've been at Tech that we are not going to be on Tech's campus for the event. We are going to be at Storyteller, Laura Holloway's center over there. She has graciously given us the space for this fashion show, and we will be featuring 7 of our graduating seniors, so myself being included. We each will get 3 models and 3 looks that we're going to put in the show. And the theme is the span of 90s fashion.
Ooh.
Yes. So you go from the model era where it was super simple and very sleek to, you know, the fun colors, the fun patterns, all of that. So we're trying to take each person and kind of give them a different route of the 90s just because if we want it to be a cohesive show, but we also want it to be a fun, different time span of a show as well. So I'm very excited.
I'm just in my head. I'm seeing the montage in Clueless of all the clothes.
Yes.
I like, as someone who grew up in the 90s, I did not love the clothes then. And I still don't really love the clothes, but I appreciate them. And they just weren't my style. But I'm also like sitting around in t-shirts and leggings most of the time.
That's me. When people are like, well, what do you do? What do you study? And I'm at my job and I'm wearing like a t-shirt and jeans because I work at a restaurant. I'm like, fashion design. I promise I know how to dress. It's just, just believe me, okay? Like I might wear a hoodie, but I can do something for you.
All right. And you said that was April 25th?
Yes.
At Storyteller House for the Arts on Washington?
Yes.
Laura's a big, big friend of the scene. She's been on here before, too. So we love all our artists connecting in town.
Yes.
So after graduation, what's next? What do you want to do?
So I kind of already have a little bit of a game plan, but I feel like everyone says that and then it changes. I'm moving to outskirts of Nashville with my boyfriend and my beautiful cat, Peach. So we will be, you know, outskirts city people now rather than small town. I would really, truly love to do something like I did with Chelsea at Cookeville Magazine. Working for a company in Nashville for personal styling, whether it be for movie sets, music videos, CMA, anything along the lines of personal styling is something that I would just love to do. I've fallen in love with the art. I've fallen in love with the work. As long as I don't lose that passion, I'm always, you know, so nervous. After you graduate and you've studied this for so long, what is next? What happens if you lose that passion? And I love this art form and I love what I do. I love fashion and fashion will always be around.
I was going to say, having talked to you a few times now, I don't see you losing that. I've seen your portfolio and it's amazing. And I'm excited to see what you do next, because Nashville has so many opportunities with all the concerts, the CMAs, all the labels and music videos. So yes. We'll just send very good vibes.
Yes, please. I will need them all. And I don't know, look out. My name might be on another magazine sometime soon.
We'll just have to send like tweets out to like Miss Kelsey Ballerini, who is yes. amazing. I love her. Maren Morris. Like those would be Casey Musgraves.
If you need me, please just give me a call. I yes. want your wigs as well.
Or, you know, we could always go with our queen, Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Yes. Just, you know, I'm just putting that out into the world yeah, for you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're all excited to see Cookville Lifestyles. Again, that's coming out in May.
Yes.
And the Senior Fashion Design Show is on April
25th.